This is Apollo Control Houston at 114 hours, 15 minutes ground elapsed time. At this time, I would like to repeat our previous announcement that Flight Director Gene Kranz has just completed a status discussion with his flight control team. A first cut preliminary flight plan has emerged. Our present plan is to shoot for three EVAs, each of about 7 hours in duration. EVA 1 is set to start at 119 hours, 28 minutes ground elapsed time. EVA 2 start time, 141 hours, 43 minutes GET. And EVA 3 at about 165 hours, 30 minutes ground elapsed time. Each of these EVAs would be separated by a rest period of 8 hours. In essence, surface activity would be flopping back to an Apollo 15 type schedule. The traverses for John Young and Charles Duke would be much like the planned pre-mission, taking into account the later landing time. If this plan continues to hold good, lunar liftoff would be at 177 hours, 28 minutes ground elapsed time. Needless to say, the consumables outlook for Apollo 16 is favorable. The closest consumable item aboard Orion is water in the descent system, and this is 5 to 6 hours above the three EVA margin. And even this could be increased if needed by cutting down electrical power or using from the ascent system to the equivalent of 8 hours. In summary, our outlook at this point is good. We show our wake-up clock in mission control shows 1 hour, 36 minutes till time of wake-up, and our ground elapsed time, 114 hours, 17 minutes. Continuing to monitor, this is Apollo Control Houston.